I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Words matter when it comes to talking about alcohol problems and encouraging someone to seek treatment for this issue. Dr. Sarah Book is here to talk about how language used to describe alcohol problems can significantly influence whether a person seeks treatment and even the outcome of that treatment. Dr. Book is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and she's medical director of the Center for Drug and Alcohol Programs at MUSC. Dr. Book, tell us about why language seems to matter so much when talking with someone who has problems with alcohol use.
Negative language around alcohol use can create stigma and dehumanizes people who otherwise might be willing to seek treatment. Words like alcoholic and you're a drunk creates anger and fear and reproach. Approaching somebody with anger and fear is not the best way to encourage them to change their behaviors.
How can we do a better job when we really talk to someone about encouraging treatment?
The key to keep in mind, in my opinion, is to always lead with love and compassion. If you stick with the way a person's alcohol has impacted you with a loving stance, rather than with anger and resentment, the person is much more likely to be able to hear what you have to say.
So in real life, Dr. Book, when you sit down and talk to someone about alcohol use, you're going to get a lot better outcome and cooperation and so on if you're not really being angry or pushing someone away.
That's exactly right. If you approach somebody with openness and compassion and invite them to consider changing, they're more likely to take a step towards you in the direction of behavior change.
I understand that language used can also impact the effectiveness of alcohol treatment. Tell us a bit more about that scenario.
Oftentimes when people come to us for treatment, they're not quite convinced that they need help. They're not quite convinced that it's in their best interest to change their alcohol behaviors. If we were to approach them with dehumanizing, stigmatizing language, we would just be pushing them back. Instead, what we try to do is help them see the impact that their alcohol use behaviors have had on their ability to achieve the things in their life that they want to achieve.
What's the first step for someone who wants to get help for alcohol problems?
The best thing that somebody can do is to reach out to their primary care physician and just express some concern about their alcohol using behaviors and the impact that those behaviors might have on their health. If you don't have a relationship with a primary care physician, I would also recommend that individuals seek help through the 12-step support communities, such as Alcoholics Anonymous.
Dr. Book, thanks for this information about the importance of the words we use to talk about alcohol problems.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.